The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
This atmosphere felt like a playoff atmosphere. And that's what we need. That's what it means a lot to us as players. And to obviously go up against a great team like that. We're still all learning each other. There's a whole new system and everything. Everybody's coming together. But there's so much greatness in store. And I can't wait for it. But just watching our defense battle. Just gets a really good offense. And then giving us a chance. And everybody just believing in each other. That's what football is all about, you know. And it's about getting another win in that win column. And we were able to do that.
Well, it wasn't pretty. But Russell Wilson came through when it mattered most on that touchdown drive that ended up being the game winner. He was 5 of 7 for 58 yards, plus a big 12-yard scramble in which he looked like the old Russ. 3 games into the Russell Wilson experience. How do you feel about him?
Feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, it's just going to get... continue. They'll continue to get better. And, you know, ultimately, I understand that everybody's a little bit, you know, disgruntled about the way training camp went and the fact that nobody got any reps. And then they came out and were, you know, they've been less than efficient. I get all that. I understand that. But I continue to see things that encourage me. Some of the scrambles, some of the throws. You know, that timing has been an issue. It really has. And, you know, it just goes to show you, it's kind of like the combine training, right? Now, you can run around in your underpants all day long. Doesn't make you a great football player. You can go out there in San Diego and play catch all day long. Doesn't make the timing of the routes and against other people. Doesn't make it real. And what we're finding out is that they're gaining this experience. Thank goodness for a quote-unquote soft launch. Not the San Francisco, I think, is soft, because I think that's a really good team. So,
no, but the idea was going into this, hey, at least while you wait for the offense to go through some early season growing pains, at least you're going to have 3 games in which your defense should feast.
Yeah.
And guess what? They did.
Right.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Pure energy.
Yeah, you know, we went in there, we knew we were going to have to be downhill. We knew that they were a very good defense, and we knew it was going to be just incremental. We knew we were going to have to check the ball down and get some yards after the catch. Those things weren't, you know, happening as well as we wanted them to, but we just kind of tried to stay to the plan. We wanted to be sure we protected the edges, because those 2 rushers that they have are very good, and so we tried to get as many people as we could on them, and, you know, the guys just stayed together.
The big move for Nathaniel Hackett. Hiring Jerry Rossberg out of retirement to be your game manager upstairs. I would say early returns were positive.
Right.
The game management part of it was much sharper. No delay of game penalties, no false starts that I can recall.
Yeah,
and the penalties were way down compared to the first 2 weeks. So at least from a game management standpoint, things were cleaner.
They were much cleaner. And, you know, I had this conversation this weekend with Nick Sirianni, who's the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, who last year gave play calling duties over to Shane Steichen. And he said, here's what it's done for us. Here's what it's afforded. And this is what's going on with the Denver Broncos. This is why I bring it up. He said, man, it gives me an opportunity to say to Shane, hey, man, on this drive, if we get past the 40, I want to go for it on 4th downs. Like, we get past the 40, I want to go for it. I want to do this. Or on this drive, hey, man, just get us off the end line. Make sure that we've got at least a 1st down or 2, and then we can flip field position with a punt. Whatever it is. He goes, so I take that off of Shane's plate. He knows what I'm thinking, and he goes into calling plays based upon what I want for that particular drive. So it frees me up to coach the football team as opposed to in the midst of it, you know, being overly aggressive when I should be thinking about flipping field or whatever the case may be. That's what this does for Nathaniel Hackett. Hey, this is the situation. We should be thinking this way. And I think it's a good thing. I think it shows humility. Good for
rock,
them.
Paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
next on the Morning Brew.
Coachy, you know, harping, and even the, you know, other coaches harping about getting the ball out, you know, always punching the ball. And as you see, PJ had it. And turnovers are huge at the end of the game to, you know, solidify the win and stuff like that, especially when they're driving a little bit and all they need is one. So Coachy's done a great job with that so far.
Josie Jewell, welcome back. Immediate impact. Led the team in tackles, had a sack. Great performance by the defense. This defense had to carry them through the first 3 weeks, and they have. And boy, they were good yesterday. A lot of heroes. Jewell, Kareem Jackson was fantastic. Yeah. Randy Gregory was awesome. Bradley Chubb made plays. Pat Surtain was out there. I was just happy to see him out there.
And he made plays.
So, hey, you got to feel really good about what this defense has done through the first 3 weeks. As much as there's a lot of concern and angst about the offense, man, the defense delivering as advertised.
They really are. I mean, probably better than advertised, Mike.
You think so?
Yeah.
In what ways?
Well, I mean, number one, just eliminating scores. I mean, you look at what they did in the first two games against Houston and against, against Seattle. 17 points. Houston, what was Houston? 12 points or whatever it was. Now 10 points against San Francisco, you know, that has a really outstanding running game, that has, a plethora of backs, that has Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle back. They've got weapons to hold that group to 10 points and to force a couple of mistakes by Jimmy Garoppolo. That's good stuff.
Among the teams that have played three games this season already, not counting the Giants and Cowboys who play tonight, the Broncos are currently what? Second in the NFL for fewest points allowed. Tampa's given up 9 points per game. Broncos have given up 12. Next on the Morning Brew.
We're trying to find the right formula, the right 5 guys that, you know, will go out there and play dependable and do it right over and over and over again. Good communication, get the protection sorted out, try to get a body on a body up front. Nothing good's going to happen, you know, offensively if you don't do that first.
It's Raiders week, which means it's Josh McDaniels week, and there he is, Hurricane Josh, 0-3. He's lost his last 6 games as a head coach. Andrew Mason, our very own Andrew Mason, has figured out that it's been 4,333 days since Josh McDaniels won his last game as a head coach. The Raiders are 0-3, and Mark, after the game, McDaniels was late getting to his post-game interviews with the media, because he was emerging from a closed-door meeting with owner Mark Davis.
Do your job and quit making up!
It's just so good.
Did he come out of that meeting? Did he have a bowl and scissors in his hand? Did he had to cut Mark Davis's hair? Can you tell me? I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was?
Yeah, maybe it was just a haircut. Dude, it's...
Mark needed a trim?
Yeah. I got to tell you, for all the, all the Raider... They're going to win the division, and they're the most talented team. Da 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 da. Feels good. I feel like I've won something. I've done anything. I feel like I won.
Oakland Raiders are no more.
We will have plenty of time to get to Raider Week, but we're going to enjoy this one as much as we can. It is a win, and at the end of the day, Broncos are 2-1 and tied for first in the division. As all three AFC West teams lost yesterday, maybe the AFC West not as vaunted as it was built up to be during the regular season.